Today's show is brought to you by Summer Bodies. Only 1% of the population have them, but we have to see them all day on social media.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
Something special at the National Western Stock Show. Today is Bison Hump Day. Ranchers will meet ahead of the show to talk about ways to improve... Mitch is making me laugh. Ways to improve the bison population. Now, some of the talk will be conservation. Mitch... Some will talk new technology to manage the herds. This is all part of the Roaming to Success campaign that aims to increase bison population from 400,000 to more than a million animals. I'm done.
I'm having a hard time this morning.
Unfortunately, something horrible happened. I don't think it's anybody's fault. It's just one of those things. It's an accident for a reason.
It is Wednesday, my dudes.
That is so stupid.
Is that a real show?
No, it's somebody's making a joke.
Who wants to go?
Where are you going?
To go fishing.
Why?
It is National Go Fishing Day today.
Yes, people fish because the fish are biting.
Fish biting good?
No, not so good.
I pack my rod and reel.
Time to bait the hook.
You go fish?
Go fish?
Let's go fishing. Yes!
Fish, 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 fish.
Happy National
Go Fishing Day.
Showtime!
Yes, sir. The Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps. And radio434.com. Also on the Alexa. How does that even work? Well, you have to enable the skill. And you just do that one time. If you haven't done it, do this. Say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And she will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. There you go. You get our feature channel, our 24/7 365 feature channel. You get our live show when it's live, mid mornings between 8-ish and 11-ish, just great musica on Radio 434. Then you can if you want to listen to our show, but you want to listen to it on your time, well, you can listen to our podcast. And that's even on Alexa. That's even easier to find. You just say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. And she will. And you can search the Mike Show VA wherever you get your podcasts. You can find it on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com. Even go to our website, radio434.com. You can click on the Mike Show channel, and there's a link to the podcast. And if that isn't enough for you, if we haven't done enough for you, you can watch our goofy mugs on Facebook Live. We do a video simulcast of each segment, and that shows up at the Mike Show VA. That's all one word, no spaces, at the Mike Show VA on Facebook. And that handle is good for Instagram. It's good for YouTube, good for MySpace, X, Twitter, all the different platforms. Yeah, we are on MySpace, and Tom is our only friend, and we don't know how it works. We might not even be there because we haven't posted anything. So Tom might have unfriended us, and the site might have been taken down. But I'll look into it. It's the Wednesday edition of the program. It's Way Wednesday with the United Way of Central Virginia. We got Chris joining us from the United Way. We also have Tabitha Abbott. Gee, I don't... Who is Tabitha Abbott? Oh, yeah. She is the special events coordinator for the United Way, as amongst other things. They have a big thing that's coming back to the Hill City. It's called Hill City Slide, and if you saw this last year, it's a great big huge slide, water slide. No, it's not Diddy Baby Oil. Come on, it's a great big huge water slide that they assemble at the top of Church Street, right past the YMCA, and it goes all the way down Church Street, down the hill, to where the armory is, and that's where you slide to. You go from the top, you slide down to the bottom, and you can get your tickets by visiting UnitedWayCV.org. It's a great event. It's a great fundraiser for the United Way, and it is a fun fundraiser for everybody. Everybody can enjoy it. Children of all ages, including adults, and we'll learn more about Hill City Slide coming up during our Way Wednesday segment. Also on the program, of course, we've got your five random facts. We've got your stupid criminals in dot news. We've got some good news for you. And then there are psychopaths on the roads everywhere in America. Yeah. And we're going to talk about that. Folks with dark personality traits. And they're most likely to live in... Well, I'm not going to tell you yet. But then we turned it into a top list. Top comments that indicate right away you're in the presence of a psychopath. All right. That and so much more coming up on this edition of The Mike Show. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
Free Clinic of Central Virginia is once again accepting patients for both medical and dental visits. Dental is now open at a new location off Old Forest Road, and medical is open limited hours on Fort Avenue. Free Clinic of Central Virginia does not accept walk-ins. To become a patient or to schedule an appointment, please call 434-847-5866, and please visit their website freeclinicva.org to learn more and schedule an eligibility screening interview.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
Did you know that psychopaths make up about 5% of the adult population? That means 1 in 22 people are psycho. And did you know that radio personalities rank in the top 3 for psychopath careers? Why don't you think about that the next time you call a radio station and the DJ doesn't play your song right away? It's not that he didn't want to play your song. It's just that he had to dispose of the body. So what was the song you requested again?
Yeah. So The Mike Show. So happy you could join us on this Wednesday edition. So we're talking psychopaths here. A new study looked into, quote, dark personality traits and found that humans can display different levels of those traits depending on their location. Machiavellianism. Is that how you pronounce that? Here, let me get a pronunciation key on this. I probably should have proofed it a little bit more. It's our Pronouncify lady. How do you pronounce that?
Machiavellianism.
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 Okay. And that is, in a general sense, refers to a personality trait characterized by manipulation, deceit, and a focus on self-interest, often at the expense of others. It's
Machiavellianism.
Yeah, I know. She's irritated. So those traits are psychopathy, narcissism, macchiato.
Machiavellianism.
The manipulativeness, the desire or urge to exploit others, etc., etc. The study took place over 20 years. and included almost 1.8 million people across 183 countries. So this is a pretty comprehensive study. In the U.S., there are four states that contain the highest percentage of people with dark personality traits. Want to know where they are? All right. Number one, Nevada. Number two, New York. South Dakota. And Texas. Now, as for countries, the ones that rank the highest for these dark personality traits in people include China.
Hello.
Hong Kong.
Hello.
Taiwan.
Hello.
Indonesia.
Hello.
Malaysia.
Hello.
Korea.
Hello.
And hi, Japan.
Hello.
So, interesting. Very, very interesting. Or maybe they just don't care. I don't know, but anyway, so...
Machiavellianism.
That's what we're talking about. So we turned this into a top list, of course. The next time you're in one of those states or one of those countries, listen for anything from today's list. It's our top list today. Top comments that indicate right away you're in the presence of a psychopath. I'm not going to keep playing that one. All right, here we go. Number one. How can you eat pizza without a knife and fork? Top comments that indicate right away you're in the presence of a psychopath. Cats are way better than dogs. Yes, they are. Top comments that indicate right away you're in the presence of a psychopath. I only feel alive when I'm at the DMV. This is going to be the year. This is going to be the Jets' year. Top comments that indicate right away you're in the presence of a psychopath. A random person with a clipboard is at my door. I think I'll answer it. Top comments that indicate right away you're in the presence of a psychopath. I only eat Taco Bell when I'm sober. Top comments that indicate right away you're in the presence of a psychopath. The best Batman? By far, George Clooney. Our top list today, top comments that indicate right away you're in the presence of a psychopath. I just installed popcorn ceilings. I never pop bubble wrap before throwing it away. And top signs, top comments that indicate right away you're in the presence of a psychopath. Hi, I'm Kanye. It's The Mike Show. Coming up, we have news and not headline news. That's all on the way. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Join the Lynchburg Hillcats at Bank of the James Stadium this summer for any of your favorite nightly promotions. New this year are Senior Sluggers Tuesdays, where members of the Silver Sluggers Club get in free, and College Pride Night, where those wearing college apparel receive a discounted ticket on Wednesdays. As always, we'll have Thirsty Thursdays and giveaways and fireworks on the weekend, and free admission for Kids Club members on Sunday. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. The Florida Panthers beat the Edmonton Oilers to win the Stanley Cup. Florida beating Canada in hockey is like Canada beating Florida in meth. Experts say coffee adds years to your life as long as it's black. I wonder if the same is true for tar heroin. Asking for a friend. A third of people say romance is dead. The rest see the way Jordan Hudson looks at Bill Belichick's wallet and know it's stronger than ever. And Provo, Utah has been named America's best run city. And Detroit has been named the city most likely to make you run. This is not headline news.
Provo, Spain? Utah. Hi there. It's the Mike Show. It's what is today? Today's the Wednesday Hump Day edition. Taking a look at Tower Cam position number 4 at the river. We got a train. The river running really, really high. I don't think we have any rain in the forecast. And I don't think we have any flood watches or anything. But we did have that yesterday. I would consult our chief meteorologist, nobody, but we can't afford one. So anyway, it's going to be a nice day on tap today, though. I can feel it. Anywho, let's talk about that story. Let's talk about the coffee story. I drink my coffee black, and I do that specifically because that's how I started drinking coffee, and that's how I prefer it. I just like it better. And now, come to find out that is the best way for coffee drinking if you want to extend your life. But we'll talk about this in a second. But I want to share with you a story. When I was, I think I was 19, I was a bald-faced boy. And I just started, I didn't just start my radio career. I started I was a senior in high school when I started on the radio. And I had just, at 19, landed a sidekick position. So I was the sidekick on the morning show. And my friend Chris Bagley, and my air name at the time was Simon. So it was Bagley and Simon in the morning, and I was the sidekick. I was also the news guy, and we had an AM-FM combo, an AM station and an FM station. If you're too young to know what AM is, look it up. And oddly enough, and you know, this was back in the 1980s. The late 1980s, but the 1980s nonetheless, the AM station was the hits station, and the FM station was our country station. So the AM station also would sign on at 6 a.m., at 6 o'clock in the morning, and it would shut down at midnight. So I was in the FM doing the news, like right around 5:50, and I could always tell when Chris would get to the office, and we shared an office together. I could always tell when Chris got to the office because he had this big old percolator in the office, and I could smell the coffee. Well, at that point, I wasn't a coffee drinker. I really wasn't. My dad totally turned me off from coffee because he would drink, and my mom would drink, this Taster's Choice freeze-dried stuff, and he would put all kinds of cream and sugar in it, and it just tasted awful. It was, I mean, you would drink it, and it would be like,
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Yeah, exactly. It was just awful. So it was coffee
in the buttocks.
So. Or from. So anyway, so Chris. And the coffee always smelled so good. And his secret, I think, was he never, ever, ever cleaned this big old percolator. It had this big filter thing at the top. It was stainless steel, and he would just pull the old filter out from the day before. He'd put a new filter in, put the coffee grounds. He wouldn't clean it. He would just dump out the old coffee that was left in the percolator, and he would start a fresh pot. So I get done doing the news, and we're about ready to get on the air on the AM, and I walk into the office, and he goes, "Hey, bub, you want a cup of coffee?" And now, again, I'm 19. I don't drink coffee. And I said that. I said, well, I don't really drink coffee. And he's like, you're a morning guy and you don't drink coffee? What's wrong with you? And I said, well, I just don't really drink it. But yeah, I'll try a cup. And he goes, here. And he gives me a cup of coffee. And I said, well, what do you put in it? And he goes, what do you mean, what do you put in it? It's coffee. You don't put anything in it. You just drink it. And from that point on, I drank black coffee. And it was probably one of the best cups of coffee I have ever, ever had. And thank you, Chris Bagley, from Bagley and Simon in the Morning, for helping me extend my life. So now, to the story. According to this, a while ago, scientists debunked the myth that drinking coffee stunts your growth when you're young. And now we're hearing that it doesn't stunt your life when you're older. There's a new study out of Tufts University which shows that drinking 1 to 3 cups of caffeinated coffee daily is associated with lower overall mortality, particularly from cardiovascular causes. So it could be extending my life. But there's a catch. The benefits are specifically for black coffee drinkers only. If you add cream, sugar, and whatever else that is in that giant drink you just ordered from Starbucks, it, of course, becomes less healthy. And you don't have to ditch the additives completely. Black coffee and coffee with low levels of sugar and saturated fat were associated with a 14% lower risk of death compared to no coffee consumption. The same link was not observed for coffee that's been drowned in sugar and saturated fat like milk and cream. If you're curious, the study suggests that the lower mortality risk could be attributed to the bioactive compounds in coffee. And low added sugar was defined as 2.5 grams per 8-ounce cup, or approximately half a teaspoonful. And low saturated fat was defined as 1 gram per 8-ounce cup, or 5 tablespoons of 2% milk, 1 tablespoon of light cream, or 1 tablespoon of half and half. Finally, drinking 2 to 3 cups were slightly better than drinking 1 cup. So I think I'm covered with the 2 to 3. However, there was no added benefit to drinking more than 3. I can't drink more than actually 2 cups of coffee. 2 cups fits perfectly in my Yeti. All right, and so with that, here is a public service announcement to justify our morning addiction.
If you want to live longer, have better focus, and maybe avoid yelling at that broken printer today, try drinking
black coffee.
That's right. Studies show that people who drink
black coffee
have a lower risk of heart disease, diabetes, and becoming a Monday meme. It's just hot water and roasted bean juice. No syrups, no whipped cream, just
black coffee.
Live longer, scream louder, sip smarter.
Coffee.
Yes, sir. All right. Coming up, we are going to get so much more smarter with your 5 random facts. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
Well, being on the board is an amazing experience because you get to find out a lot about the community and what the needs of the community are. The United Way is in the business of changing lives.
43,669 of our neighbors cannot afford the basic costs of living. United Way programs were able to provide 99,500 meals to families.
I am the change.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
There's nothing like holding a freshly grilled Jersey Mike's cheesesteak. It's even better than holding a winning $1 million lottery ticket. For starters, Uncle Sam takes half. Then you buy some useless stuff, like a tiny suit of armor for your cat. And before you know it, your sister's cousins and Uncle Frankie come knocking on your door for handouts. Bing, bang, boom, you're back to zero. So if you want to play a winning number, order a number 17 Mike's Famous Philly. Freshly grilled right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for...
Random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really, really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, somebody is bound to say...
Wow.
Maybe. I don't know. All right, here we go. Number one, Brad Pitt has a younger brother named Doug. Doug is a goodwill ambassador for Tanzania. And in 2011, Doug Pitt became the first American to climb Mount Kilimanjaro and descend by mountain bike. Wow. Number two, when Eggos were invented in 1953, they were called Froffles. That sounds dirty.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
Froffles. Froffles, I guess, meant frozen waffles. But people started calling them Eggos because they kind of tasted like eggs. And within 2 years, that became their official name. Number three. The reason the Violent Femmes initially broke up was Wendy's, the hamburger place, Wendy's use of their song, Blister in the Sun, in an ad campaign in 2007. The members of the group got into a huge fight about it, wound up suing one another, and then they disbanded 2 years later. What a bummer. So we're going to have to play Violent Femmes after this segment, at least on the live show, if you're listening to Radio 434. Number four. The 1990s drink Fruitopia was discontinued in America in 2003, but Coca-Cola continued to still sell it in other places, including Canada, where it is still available. And number five, zebras don't have black and white stripes. Zebras are black and covered in white stripes. So we're going to have to play the white stripes, too. And those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Random facts.
It is the Mike Show. Wednesday edition coming up. We have sounds, and we're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. It's called Audio Vault. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods and our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
From busy downtowns to the scenic and serene countryside, every destination has a story to tell. Where will your next adventure take you? Three Roads Brewing is proud to introduce Destination American Lager. You have arrived. Destination American Lager, now available at Three Roads Brewing, Lynchburg, and Farmville, Ballad Brewing in Danville, and anywhere they sell great beer. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Wednesday edition. That means it's Way Wednesday with the United Way of Central Virginia. And we've got Chris joining us. We also have Tabitha Abbott yawning. We literally just went live video. And Tabitha Abbott is yawning.
I'm tired.
Okay. Probably because you have all this stuff that you're planning.
Yes, that's 100% why.
Including
three jobs.
Yeah. Hill 100%. City Slide, which is coming back to Lynchburg for the second year. This is very, very exciting. It's a fundraiser for the United Way of Central Virginia. Tell us about Hill City Slide.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Hill City Slide, the second year now that we're running this event. And it is really an event. It is something very special that we're doing downtown. It is a 700-foot water slide. This is not the water slide that you've done in the backyard, you know, just a simple piece of plastic. No, this is much, much bigger than that, and much more comfortable, too. We have inner tubes that you ride on, and you go down two blocks of Church Street downtown. So out there, down in front of the Y, going all the way down to the Armory. Is the length of space that's run there. And this is going to be right in the peak of August, so it's going to be hot, and it's going to be just the time when you want to be on a water slide.
Absolutely. Well, we've got the video and the graphic up showing people. This is and this takes place when?
August 22nd through 24th. We did add Friday night slides this year that were not part of last year's event.
Okay. So this year, also, you have adult-only slide times?
Mm-hmm. So each end-of-day time slot is reserved for only adults. As you can imagine, a lot of children come to this event, so we tried to do something that would enable adults to have their own space. And each night they can come. The tickets are a little bit more expensive, but that's what you pay for a child-free slide.
So what do you think about that, Maddie? It's child-free and you can't go?
Well, I'll be going every other time of the day, so it's not really that
okay,
different.
Okay, yeah, for you.
Maddie has an unlimited ticket to Hill City Slide. Mm-hmm. And how many times do you think you slid last year?
Last year, probably all collectively more than 50 times.
Wow.
That's a lot.
And she loved it.
That is a lot.
Did not want to stop.
And she's on the video right there. Those are her toes.
She's our spokesperson for sure.
This is really, really neat. It's a fun time. Second year doing it. How many folks did you have sliding last year?
So last year we had a little over 2,000. This year we can do 2,700 if we sell out of all of our time slots.
And then you can do groups and businesses as well?
Yeah, and we are definitely still seeking sponsors. Sponsors get a little extra perks too. We have a one sponsorship level that's basically a corporate sponsorship level, which is $1,250. And when you purchase that, then you can get up to 100 tickets at a discount for your employees. So it's kind of, if you do the math, it's not really $1,250 because you're getting a discount, but it is also a way to make sure your employees can come at a discounted rate. And we do have a couple of sponsors who have done that with us. And last year, U of L sponsored us at that level, but they always also bring a group of students out that also participate. The colleges get involved. But yes, group rates are available and encouraged.
Okay. Do you need volunteers?
We do. It takes 10 volunteers per time slot. So again, it's also a great way for businesses to get out as a group and do something together for 2 hours. That's super fun. And volunteers do get to slide the next slide for free.
Oh, cool.
So know that as well. If they come out and help us in one, then they get to slide the second for free.
Great reason to volunteer.
Absolutely. Maddie, what was the coolest thing about Hill City Slide last year?
So I got to do it with a bunch of my friends, mm-hmm. and I saw some of my friends from my school, and it was just, like, really fun, and again, like, I got to slide down it a bunch of times, and it was just very refreshing and nice.
One block away from the house.
It is. It's great.
Yeah, it's right next to our house.
We can just walk over. But I will also share, it was very fast last year. So this year they are adding an extra 100 feet to try to cushion sort of the blow that happens at the end of it. And by no means is it not safe. You basically fall into a pool of water.
Yeah.
But we are trying to make it a little less impact at the end of it. It was funny, you know, if you're a kid, that doesn't really matter too much, but some of these older, heavier people were really slamming into there. I wasn't saying you, but that's your interpretation.
I did lose a pair of glasses.
You did lose a pair of glasses.
I lost a pair of sunglasses
at the end, but it was so super fun. And I mean, I would just say, as United Way employees, we all went down a million times throughout the day, and I mean, it was just nonstop.
We're watching the footage right here, and it is a blast. You can get your tickets by visiting. What's the website? You have one special for this.
It's just hillcityslide.com.
Okay.
You can also find that on the United Way website as well under our event page, but hillcityslide.com, pretty easy. It also has a big Facebook page, so you can follow the event there if you'd like to do that. And then obviously United Way on Instagram shares a lot of stuff about it too. But if you want to look at the videos, I would encourage going to the website. It's indescribable until you actually really see it. We were all not quite sure what to expect, but when you walk up on this thing, it's like, it's crazy to see a street that you look at every day, like completely closed, and it's a water slide. It's wild.
All right, so let's talk about that for a second. What does it take to close a street, turn it into a water slide, and what is the setup and tear down like? What is the coordination effort look like for that?
Yeah, we should talk about that. So first off, it is a huge, great feat that the city of Lynchburg allows us to do this. Very rarely are they open to committing to shutting down not only a full city block for 3 days, but one that directly connects to an interstate. Or is that an interstate?
Just a highway.
A highway. So that's a big deal. And it takes a lot of coordination and planning with the city to make that possible. And then we also hired this group out of Texas called Urban Slide. And Urban Slide brings this thing in on a semi-truck. And then they spend about 6 hours with forklifts laying it down over pads. I think that's like 3-inch pads that they lay down on the street first. And then they lay out the slide. And then we actually have to connect it to a fire hydrant at the top of Church Street at the Washington intersection, where that literally pumps water at whatever tonnage for the entire event. And I also want to say Water Resources donates that water to United Way for the use of the slide, which is several, I'm sure, $1,000 worth of water that's pushed through the slide over the 2 days. So the city is a great partner. This year, we also applied for the Arts and Culture Grant, and they very generously gifted us funds this year. So not only are they supporters, as in they are working with us to make this happen, but they have also financially backed it this year, which is really lovely.
Yeah, and I'll take a second to recognize a couple other sponsors that we have. One of our lead sponsors is the Lynchburg Regional Airport, and they are going to be our tube sponsor. So you'll be seeing their logo on our tubes going down.
Nice.
Which, by the way, that is how you get down. You don't just flop onto your belly. You take an inner tube and go down the slide so you can really get a nice, comfortable slide down going at some speed. And then, of course, we also have two other ones that I'd like to recognize right now, which is Centra Health and United Bank, both of which are also going to be Arch sponsors for this event. So you'll be going through Arches with their logo right above you. And it's thanks to them that we can do events like this.
Nice. Very, very cool. Okay, let's address the parking and the amount of people that will be there at any given time. So it's not going to be, you know, thousands of people there at one time.
Yeah, and you know, you're either one of those people that gets all hung up on parking in downtown Lynchburg, or you're one of those people who doesn't. As somebody who lives downtown, works downtown, and plays downtown, it is not as big of a deal as people actually make it. I will say that. But the other piece is, yes, we only bring down 225 people at a time, even though we can have 2,700 people. Each time slot only is for 225 people. So when you think about that, yes, it is near City Market. And so on, you know, Saturday morning, there's the market traffic. But there is a public parking lot that is actually down on Commerce Street. That is a larger parking lot. I know there's construction right now happening around the market area. There's also a giant lot up on Court Street that if you literally just took the elevator down or the steps down Monument Terrace, you'd also be right at the base of the slide. Mm-hmm. You know, there's parking up at your establishment at Three Roads. There are places. And so I just want to make sure people understand that we're not pulling you into thousands of different, you know, cars. We're looking at 225 for us. And in downtown Lynchburg, that's easily accommodatable.
Yeah. And there's a parking map that's available that shows all
partner with Downtown Lynchburg Association, who, you know, helps a lot with getting the word out about event logistics. And so, yes, there will be a map online closer to the event. And also, if you buy a ticket, you'll get a lot of information prior to the event through both United Way and DLA that gives you all kinds of information about what you can expect. And we're also working to create wristband partners. Last year, we had about 10 wristband partners. So when you do get your wristband for the slide and you wear that to other locations in the downtown area, mm-hmm. you will receive discounts as well. So, and I know Three Roads is partnering with us to do a dollar off beer after your slide.
After.
Not before your slide.
Yeah, and you can't take it with you.
Correct.
You have to enjoy it on the premises. So is the food truck component happening? I probably should have asked that before the interview.
So yes, right now we have Kona Ice solidified, and I'm working. We will have a few food trucks at the base this year. We didn't do that last year. Last year we just, you know, there's so many elements that we didn't know what to expect, but there is a lot of room at the bottom of the slide. So we'll have some of our lead sponsors out there that will have booths. We'll have some food trucks out there, and we're working to also partner with the Hillcat. Who are also going to bring out some bounce houses and do some stuff for us inside of the city the city armory, which is also where our box office is located.
So, and this will be for the Hillcats. What's his name? It's Southpaw or
Southpaw.
Yeah. Southpaw.
Rocky Raccoon. Or this will be his one and only bath for the entire year.
Yeah, I think he slid last year. Pretty sure.
All right.
But I will share one of my favorite parts about last year is we had the police department come, and there was this one officer whose name is Elsa, and she literally in her uniform slid on almost every time slot last year and just never stopped. And it was crazy. She was in like the black long sleeve or maybe short sleeve, but long pants uniform all day long and was soaking wet. And it was awesome to watch.
All right.
So lots of fun. Lots of people get involved.
Absolutely. It's Hill City Slide. It's returning for the second year, August 22nd through the 24th. You can get your tickets and secure your time spot now because the tickets will sell out towards the end of this event.
Yeah, we're almost sold out of the 2 p.m. slide on Saturday. But yes, as this thing, you know, we're 2 months out, and as it gets closer, it gets harder to get your desired time slot. So we do encourage you to do that.
Yeah. All right. Yep. Visit hillcityslide.com or go to the United Way's website, unitedwaycv.org, for more information. And Chris, so the funds that are raised through this and many, many other events that the United Way hosts throughout the year, that benefits who?
That benefits the local community, particularly local nonprofits. So we have about 24 different partner agencies, and at those partner agencies, we're supporting 34 different programs.
Okay.
These are programs which help this community in the areas of health, education, financial stability, and basic human needs. So it's a pretty broad umbrella, but basically, the United Way's annual fundraising campaign is here to support the community. It's here to support people like you, really. 1 in 6 people in the Central Virginia region were helped by United Way-funded programs last year. So it's a lot bigger and a lot more impactful than you might otherwise have known. So it's really important to support United Way and support the broader nonprofit community through events like this and through our annual campaign.
And one thing very important to point out is that these funds stay local. These are all local organizations, local partner agencies, local programs that are helping you or someone you know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All local.
It's the Mike Show Wednesday edition, Way Wednesday. Thank you, guys.
Thanks for joining us. Thanks for having us.
All right, Maddie. So here's your pitch time. What would you say to get somebody to buy a ticket to Hill City Slide?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No, I did not have anything prepared to say.
Well, just off the top of your head.
Just talk about how much you loved it, because you really did.
It's so cool. It's the coolest
Our daughter, the YouTuber, has nothing to say.
She's not speechless.
They don't understand.
I don't know. Well,
she'll have to practice and actually create a YouTube video.
We are 14 minutes into the segment. So,
thus conclude our prepared remarks.
Yes. It is the Mike Show. Coming up, we have your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
This tooth is killing me, and I don't have dental insurance. On top of that, I'm working double shifts and still can't quite cover my bills. How am I going to pay for a dentist?
You should contact Free Clinic of Central Virginia. They provide free basic dental services for adults in their state-of-the-art clinic.
Isn't Free Clinic for people who are unemployed or don't have insurance?
Free Clinic provides care for the uninsured and underinsured. For instance, single individuals who make less than $36,451 a year or $62,150 for a family of three can qualify. Visit their website or call them today to find out if you qualify.
Visit freeclinicva.org or call 434-847-5866 to learn more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, let's open it up again. It's your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips, viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. Let's go to viral videos. There was an alligator lurking around the doorways of a motel in Virginia. I mean, where at? Let's check this story here. This is from the UPI in Fairfax. Fairfax County Police Department posted this. And police were called to a motel where witnesses reported seeing an alligator lurking outside of a guest's room. The Fairfax County Police Department said officers responded to the Budget Host Travelers Motel in Alexandria on a report of an animal sighting, and they arrived there to find what was indeed an estimated 6-foot alligator outside of the motel, outside of the motel room. Here, we've got this. What is this? This is, here's an officer radioing in on it, along with a woman staying in one of the rooms who insists on seeing the reptile. Here, listen.
That is an alligator.
Go ahead.
Yeah, there is actually an alligator outside of the hotel.
How big is it?
If I laid down next to it, probably about 6 feet. I would bring your dog inside. There's an alligator over here.
Also in the viral video today, another woman in Florida that continually pets an alligator's head like it's a dog. Do we have sound like that? Do we have sound from that? Where the heck is it? I thought we had sound. Anyway, okay. All right, so skip that. We don't have it. Sorry. Liquid Death sold 10 empty cans of iced tea that were drank by Ozzy Osbourne. The sales pitch was that they contain Ozzy's DNA. They cost $450 each and sold out immediately. Here's a YouTube ad that got posted yesterday. Yesterday. Play. Why is this not playing? Nothing works here. Play.
There will never be another Ozzy Osbourne unless you have his actual DNA. Introducing Infinitely Recyclable Ozzy by Liquid Death. These cans have each been drunk by Ozzy himself. And each can contains trace DNA from Ozzy's saliva, as well as his handwritten signature. Once technology and federal law permits, you can replicate Ozzy and enjoy him for hundreds of years into the future. Just imagine if you could bring back early 80s Ozzy. He can mow your lawn, perform at kids' birthday parties, or anything you want.
Get it, Ozzy clone.
Yeah.
So get your can of infinitely recyclable Ozzy. No, this is not a joke. There's only 10 available. Act now.
That's the most ridiculous thing I have ever heard.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Maybe, but it's actually going more for that. All right. What else? What else do we got? What else do we got? Okay. Well, it's not the Pittsburgh Penguins. But we'll play it anyway. Let's go to sports. The Florida Panthers dominated Game 6 of the Stanley Cup Finals last night against the Edmonton Oilers, winning 5-1. Here's the final call.
The fans rise here in Sunrise, Florida.
Back to back for the Cats.
The Panthers begin to celebrate. action. The Florida Panthers win their second consecutive Stanley Cup.
All right. Fine. Let's go to a comedian.
Yeah.
So we wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. With NHL and NBA finals going on now, well, they're done now for the NHL, but with all that happening around this time of the year, here's comedian Brian Regan on a stupid sports question.
Well, we have the basketball playoffs and the hockey playoffs happening. I always love whenever there's a best of seven series, because then I get to hear my favorite sports reporter question: would you consider this a must-win game? You know, they always feel like they have to say yes. Yeah, we want to win it. It's very important, you know. Got our uniforms on it anyway, might as well try. But it's not always the right answer, man. It's a math question. I wish I would answer that question honestly. It's a best of seven. You're down one game to nothing. Would you consider this a must-win game?
No. No, we can lose tonight. We can lose tomorrow night, too. We don't want to, but that wasn't your question. You asked if it was a must-win game, and if you'd ever taken a rudimentary math class, you'd already know the magic number's three. When you're down three, then you must win them or you're out.
All right, that's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly, but vigorously and firmly, grab the handle and give it a tug. There you go. Keep all that sound inside. Is it good for you? Anyway, hi there. It's the Mike Show Wednesday edition. Coming up, we are going to get stupider with your stupid criminals in .news. And then we've got some good news for you as well. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Join the Lynchburg Hillcats at Bank of the James Stadium this summer for any of your favorite nightly promotions. New this year are Senior Sluggers Tuesdays, where members of the Silver Sluggers Club get in free, and College Pride Night, where those wearing college apparel receive a discounted ticket on Wednesdays. As always, we'll have Thirsty Thursdays and giveaways and fireworks on the weekend, and free admission for Kids Club members on Sunday. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio.
Four.
Three.
Four.
All right, time once again for stupid criminals in .news. All right, a man in Salt Lake City was out having lunch with a friend on Saturday, and out of nowhere, the guy attacked him, put him in a chokehold, and tried to stab him with a wooden stake. The attacker was 24-year-old Jose Perez, and the reason he did it makes us think he might have a few mental health quirks. Either that or he thinks Twilight was a documentary. He pulled out the wooden stake, which had a nail in it, and told the guy he was going to stab him in the heart because he was a werewolf. The guy got away and wasn't hurt. Then Jose stole his backpack and ran off. It's not clear why he stole it. Maybe to look for werewolf stuff. I don't know. He still had the bag when police caught up with him. And they also found several rocks in his pocket, which he said were in case his werewolf buddy tried to kill him. He's facing charges for aggravated robbery. Wait, aggravated robbery, but not trying to stick him with a wooden stake? I mean, good Lord.
No!
Anyway, there's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. Half a dozen lawn care companies in Kansas joined forces last month to help people out and raise money for a charity. They mowed and weed whacked more than 30 yards for free. 30 individual yards for free, and partnered with an animal rescue charity. On top of that, while mowing one lawn, they found a litter of kittens in some brush. Here's Kylie Wallentine of the Wichita Animal Action League. I wonder, is that DC or Marvel? Anyway, the Wichita Animal Action League and the mowers.
There are people out here in the community with companies that want to help and they want to give back, and that they see that these are, you know, humans that are doing the best that they can.
Hey, if people need help, they can always reach out. They can follow us on social media and reach out to see if they need a hand. And we have a lot of friends and customers that are in the area, so I'm sure that we could do it again.
But if it wasn't for SB Mowing and Lawn Buddy, we would have never found these kittens. They had bad URIs and they likely would have died.
Oh, my. And well, that is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
Well, being on the board is an amazing experience because you get to find out a lot about the community and what the needs of the community are. United Way is in the business of changing lives.
43,669 of our neighbors cannot afford the basic costs of living. United Way programs were able to provide 99,500 meals to families.
I am the change.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
All right, visit unitedwaycv.org for more information. And there you can also find tickets to Hill City Slide, or you can go to hillcityslide.com. In August, the 22nd through the 24th, I believe, Hill City Slide will be, it's going to be putting a great big huge 700-foot water slide down Church Street. From the top of the hill right past the YMCA all the way down to the Armory. You do not want to miss it. It's the second annual, and it's a fundraiser for the United Way of Central Virginia. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
Now we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Go away. Go away.
Where does he think he's going?
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way, and if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beam me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Taking
local,
global,
radio
434.